Right, so what makes the Labrett's Theater Company different from the myriad of theater companies in New York City?
I think what I hope is essentially just our commitment to new work. We've had 15 members that found the company, and we have, you know, 16 now. So we're growing, but we're still staying really, really, really close to our mission, which is just to create new work. So every year we go away on a retreat. We spend 10 days workshopping new plays. Then we bring them back to the city. We do this reading series called the Raw Reading Series. And then from there, we choose which play we're going to do. And then we're completely funded by the people, essentially. We put out essentially a Kickstarter video every year, and we're lucky enough to raise, you know, between $10,000 and $15,000 every year. So that's been our kind of how we've been rolling. So I think what's special about it is our relationship, also to our relationship to the actual audience. They fund the work, and then they come and support it, and really, we've been lucky enough to have some full houses here, so it's all our relationship with the audience, I hope, at least.
Okay, the company's latest production, Rise and Fall of a Teenage Cyber Queen, how do you think that fits in with your catalog? What makes it a Labrett's Theater Company production, so to speak?
I think it really was, when I first read it, I knew it would be perfect for the company. Although I was like, oh, there's no way we can ever do it because it's so kind of technically heavy. We have, you know, we have live video, we have several computers. We're like, there's no way we can possibly afford it. It's very current. You know, it was inspired by this true story. It's super relevant as far as being inspired by a true story. This girl, who went viral, who was 14 years old, and her life kind of spiraled out of control because of it. So it's very relevant as far as the story being told. We look at it kind of like American Beauty for the digital age. So really, the story of family, the story of this girl, when Lindsay finished the final draft of the play and we read it for people, it was kind of just undeniable. We had to get it done. The audience reaction was just way too good.
Were you guys kind of champing at the bit over the past, you know, month and a half with the Manti Te'o scandal and Catfish catching on in popularity?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, we couldn't get the play out fast enough, essentially. Theater takes a little while to produce, and all that stuff happens so fast, you know. But yeah, and every week it seems like another story comes out as far as cyberbullying goes. It's this crazy kind of Wild West situation where there aren't real laws yet, you know, so they're still trying to figure that all out. And that's part of the play too.
So what are you guys looking forward to accomplishing the rest of the year?
We have two more weeks of Rise and Fall, so just selling out every single night would be absolutely wonderful. So just getting as many people here as possible. We've got some good reviews, which is great. And then we have our experiment sessions on May 25th. And then we have a production that's going to be at the Fringe Festival called Carol Gardens, written by one of our members. His name's Lawrence Dial.
Okay, how is that? How is that production different from this one?
It's going to be a bit more stripped down. The Fringe Festival is a much kind of smaller, it's a smaller budget. It's a smaller, they provide the venue for you, and then we kind of provide a set, but it's all about the story. It'll be all about the story. Very simple set, a very beautiful story, and four great actors, and that's the idea. Just keep it as simple and as honest as possible.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say about the theater company?
No, just we're really excited about this play. I've never really been proud of anything I've ever worked on, and you know, as many people that can come out and see it, you know, just get your butts down to the Access Theater if you can.